Watchtower short report. Title: The insurance card is not care. Having insurance is not the same thing as getting care. That is the whole issue. A person can have the card. They can pay the premium. They can do everything the system told them to do. Then the appointment is months away. The deductible is too high. The doctor is out of network. The prescription is still unaffordable. Or an insurer says another authorization is needed before care can move. That is not a personal failure. It is a design failure. For years, the public metric has been coverage on paper. Are you enrolled? Do you have a plan? Do you have a card? But families do not experience health care as a spreadsheet. They experience it as a bill, a pharmacy counter, a postponed appointment, a job they cannot leave, or a private medical decision that someone else is trying to control. The actor chain is plain enough to name without overclaiming motive. Insurers use deductibles, networks, formularies, authorizations, and denials to control access and cost. Congress and federal agencies built rules around coverage, subsidies, employer plans, Medicare, Medicaid, marketplaces, and tax treatment. Political leaders often celebrate enrollment numbers while leaving the access barriers in place. The consequence is that people can be technically covered and still practically blocked. Job lock is one piece of that. If health security depends on the job, then workers are not free in the way politicians claim. A parent may stay in a bad job because a child needs medication. A worker may avoid starting a small business because the family plan is too risky to lose. A patient may delay care because the deductible resets in January. That is why this story belongs in Watchtower. The public should not have to accept a system that counts a person as covered, then sends them into a private maze to prove they deserve treatment. If the gate is a deductible, that is a gate. If the gate is a network directory that is out of date, that is a gate. If the gate is a prior authorization delay, that is a gate. And when people skip care because the gate is too expensive or too confusing, the system cannot call that success. The accountable question is not whether the paperwork exists. The accountable question is whether the care arrives. The fix should be stated in normal language. Automatic enrollment. Core care from day one. A guaranteed benefits floor that does not disappear because someone gets sick, changes jobs, has a baby, moves, ages out, or gets laid off. That floor should include primary care, emergency care, maternity care, mental health care, prescriptions, reproductive care, and medical privacy. The money frame also has to stay honest. This is not free care. People already pay. They pay through taxes. They pay through premiums. They pay through deductibles. They pay through inflated prices, paperwork, delayed care, and medical debt. The accountability question is whether that money returns as usable care. Claims about lifetime tax burdens or shifting defense money should stay in the audit lane until the ledger is attached and scored. The public can ask whether federal priorities are returning value without pretending one unscored transfer pays for everything. The Watchtower standard is simple. Do not count the card as the care. Do not count the enrollment as the appointment. Do not count the premium as protection if the deductible still keeps people away from the doctor. The issue is not whether America spends enough to care for people. The issue is why so much spending still leaves people trapped in a maze. Not a card. Not a maze. Care.